Blackstone Audio presents Ralph Peer and the Making of Popular Roots Music by Barry Mazur. This book is read by Marty Stewart, Dom Flemons, Ketch Secor, and Barry Mazur.
Introduction. Something new, built along the same lines. In 1955, folklorist John Greenway sent a letter to the celebrated A&R man and music publisher, Ralph S. Peer, pressing him to assess his own impact on American music over the previous 35 years or so, specifically on folk music. Peer answered Professor Greenway directly and succinctly in an unpublished letter that, in its thrust, must have taken the protest song chronicler by surprise. The letter reads, "As a pioneer in this field, I perhaps set the pattern which has resulted in a really tremendous new section of the amusement industry. I quickly discovered that people buying records were not especially interested in hearing standard or folkloric music. What they wanted was something new, built along the same lines." It was perfectly characteristic of Peer that his response concerned what appealed to people buying records, consumers of commercial popular music. He had never been driven by any particular desire to contribute something to traditional music, by any musical theory or ideology, by any sense that it was good to make or sell some flavor of music rather than some other, or even by his own personal taste, but by decades of mounting practical experience about what evoked a positive audience response, provoked it again and again. Finding an untapped opportunity that worked, an audience unaddressed, a style of music underexplored, a new way to freshen what was already available.